in 334 BC. Alexander, 21-year-old ruler of the small Greek kingdom of Macedonia, led an invasion of the vast Persian Empire. It seemed impossible odds. But thanks to Greek military dominance and Alexander's fearless leadership, he won two great battles against the Persians: at the river Granicus and at Issus.
Many of his patients were living alone and vulnerable. They adored their doctor, Harold Fred Shipman. Even when their contemporaries began dying in unusually high numbers, patients remained loyal to the murderous GP. For as long as he spared them, his victims loved their doctor to death. This is the walled city of Fez, famed for its hat, of course, but there's plenty more to it. Come here and you'll find a bit of everything Moroccan. You can sample the food and try your hand at haggling for a bargain in one of these noisy but friendly street markets. This year we're going to be acknowledging the achievements of the sometimes overlooked but great evolutionary figurehead, Alfred Russel Wallace. Alfred Russel Wallace was a great British naturalist, explorer, geographer, anthropologist, and biologist. He began his career specialising and training as a land surveyor, paving the way for him to put his surveying skills of mapping and navigation to good use. 3 days later, on April the 28th, Pauli completed the evacuation of all the men from Neuengamme. Not one prisoner would be found in the camp, either living or dead. When the British army entered it several days later, only a small hill of human cinders next to a crematorium remained.